You're listening to SBS News.
Hundreds more doctors and medical centres are expected to join the COVID-19 vaccination program this week as the federal government continues to face criticism over the pace of the rollout. Australia is on track to reach 1 million vaccinations this week, but that's well short of the government's initial target of 4 million by early April. The delays are blamed on international supply chain issues. The government says it's confident that everyone who wants to get vaccinated will have their first dose by October. Acting Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd says more general practices will be commencing their vaccination programs over the coming week.
You can search for your local general practice or for other sites which are distributing the vaccine by visiting the Australian Government Department of Health website, health.gov.au, and going to the vaccine eligibility checker, which is on the front page, or by calling the hotline 1800 020 080. As a general practitioner and a former president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, I'm very proud of my colleagues, our nation's GPs, our practice nurses, our receptionists and practice managers, and everyone else who has risen to the challenge of delivering the COVID-19 vaccine to our population.
Professor Kidd says the number of clinics involved will double from 1,500 to 3,000 by the end of this week. Almost 842,000 doses have been administered since the program started more than a month ago. And the government expects the program will also now speed up with CSL, also making the AstraZeneca vaccine for domestic use. But Dr. Con Costa, the National Vice President of the Doctors Reform Society, wants to know why some clinics have been able to register to administer the vaccine while others have not. He says this is causing confusion for general practitioners and for patients.
People feel comfortable going to their GP to get vaccinated. They're used to doing that, and especially people from non-English speaking backgrounds are used to doing that. Now they're totally confused. They're supposed to go on the web, online, ring a strange practice, and often they're not getting a straight answer, they're not getting an appointment, and they're being asked whether they want to join that practice initially. It's very confusing. It's not the way to get a mass vaccination program done. People want to know, when are they going to get vaccinated?
The Australian Medical Association says there's no need to be concerned about receiving the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine after a Melbourne man was admitted to hospital with blood clots. Federal health authorities say there's likely to be some link between the 44-year-old receiving the vaccine and developing thrombosis, but it's still safe for use. AMA Vice President Chris Moy says there's no overall increased risk of clotting from the vaccine. He's told Sky News the rare clotting reaction to the vaccine only appears to occur in about 1 in 500,000 people.
We need to relate that to, you know, how we think about other medications. So the pill is a really good example. Women taking the pill have a rate of clotting, normal clotting, not this clotting, of about 1 in 1,000 per year. So, you know, the numbers we're talking about here are very, very small. That's not to say we're not taking it seriously, but we do need a perspective when we actually look at the benefits versus any potential very rare risk of this vaccine.
No new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in Queensland for a second consecutive day, but 4 fresh infections have been detected in hotel quarantine. 2 of the return travellers who tested positive had been in Lebanon, one was in Papua New Guinea and the other in India. Acting Chief Health Officer Dr. Sonia Bennett says while another day without a community case is reassuring, the outbreak linked to Brisbane's Princess Alexandra Hospital isn't necessarily over.
Being completely assured that there's no transmission in community means that we ask the community for anyone who is sick to come and get tested. Otherwise, clearly we could have hidden transmission. But I think we can be fairly confident in 14 days, if we have no more locally acquired cases, that outbreak is reasonably under control.
And a man in his 40s remains in a critical condition after being hospitalised with COVID-19 in Adelaide. Authorities say they believe he contracted the highly contagious South African variant of the virus. The man was staying at the Tom's Court Medi Hotel, where he reported feeling short of breath on Saturday before being transferred to the Royal Adelaide Hospital. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.